teammate got the passengers on board. Look at all the sleeping on that we endured. Trevor got his foot to the floor of the M3. Cam looking like a fellow dad with the big jeans. Daytona beast behind the scenes. Y'all know Party is not kidding, I'm serious. I'd like to welcome y'all to a no-look experience. From here on out, gotta put some respect on the name. They must have seen we up like they checking the score to the game. Hold up, let me open up the first grab of Bud Light.
We're not opening yet, that's the thing.
Hey, open it right now. Welcome back.
Welcome back, everybody.
A little episode something.
42
of them things.
Episode 42. Welcome back, everybody, to the No Look Passengers. Don't sit. Call Witt. Shout out to Witt's Bell Bonds. Shout out to Mud Brothers. Shout out to Eddie's Pizza.
Come on.
Shout out to Daytona Beats. Shout out to Kong.
Kong Beer Bong.
Yo. Shout out to him.
We put that thing to a very good use.
Every time.
We're back. We're back.
We're back.
We're back.
What's Cam looking up right now?
He's on Reddit, bro. I get nervous whenever he's on here. I don't know what's about to happen.
I'm on r/Joe Rogan, and it was a meme about the Cat Williams episode.
So the Cat Williams episode was a little crazy.
We're only a minute, 30 seconds in. You know, let's wait.
Don't bust the whole load.
Nah,
yet.
You know, let's get a couple minutes in so, you know, we don't get all the way clipped. You know, how was everybody's day? Friday.
It was raining and hailing all day.
Thank God it's Friday.
It's technically like my Thursday.
Sucks, man. Damn. I know that feeling, man.
Yeah.
And it was a long Thursday.
It's been some long weeks lately. But
I don't know.
Y'all were out there working in the rain today. And I know about that.
The weather this whole week has been just.
I woke up this morning, looked outside and said,
We had 2 days of like 70 degrees, nice outside.
Yep.
And then straight to hail and sleet.
Like, bro, I was driving to work this morning and like.
Seeing times, man.
Flooding.
Sleet was just hitting my window. I was like, bro, this is crazy. It's March.
My favorite joke for the old white people today was, remember last week when it was summertime?
That North Carolina weather, right?
They all loved it, dude.
I was like, I thought it was spring yesterday.
It's the end times, boys.
I always like a good old person conversation,
it's
man.
It's the end of the world.
You can always
world.
Hit them with the weather. Mm-hmm. You know, they're in tune with it.
When I don't, if you don't know what to talk about with somebody, it's always, man, this weather.
Well, that's the thing. An old person going to look at you and be like, yeah, well, tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? He's going to give you the forecast.
He already read the almanac.
Because he's on the almanac. He's watched the 5 a.m. news, the 6 a.m. news.
He knows the gravitational pull of the moon.
You know, he went to eat, you know, breakfast for the 7, but he came back for the 8 and 9, you know, and then the Price is Right came on. So
he's updated until at least 9 a.m.
You know, old people,
he's good.
You guys ever go to Hardee's in the morning?
Yeah,
that's like the old people hang, bro. It's like an old people club in there.
They
go there before 7 o'clock,
they all squat out somewhere.
Speaking of Hardee's, this week I actually went to Hardee's in the morning and got a biscuit, bro. And shout out to Matt's mom.
Yo, shout out to Matt.
Shout out to Matt. Yeah, shout out to Matt's mom. You know, I ordered the sausage biscuit, and then she gave me the super sausage biscuit. You know,
allegedly.
You know what I'm saying? With the two pieces.
That double decker,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
come on.
I was like, thank you.
That's
know?
Tight.
I didn't need it until I knew I needed it. You know what I'm saying? It was great. And they have a new, like, fried egg now. It ain't like the. It's like a real egg.
Like a real fried egg, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Matt walked up to me this morning at the day job, and he was like,
Matt. Oh, yeah.
And
I was like, what are you talking about? Two different people.
He he walked up to me at the day job, and he was like, what the fuck was that on your Instagram story? Because yesterday on my private story, I posted.
You've been sharing some shit, man.
I posted when she Yorkin your Pingus and you're low-key locked in RN or some shit. And it was just like a Lego Ninjago dude.
Yeah.
And he's like, what was that on your story, bro? And I was like, oh, no, I thought it was funny. He's like, I just want to know why I'm on your close friends if that's what you're going
to
fucking post. I was like,
bro,
well,
I low-key thought the same
OnlyFans?
Thing.
Yeah. I was like, what is this? But I was like, man, maybe he's going through something.
I love it.
I don't want to share that to the
everybody. I understand.
I don't want to share that with everybody.
I understood the
jorking your pingus.
Yeah. I understood the paywall.
It's one of those. Yeah. It's like, just like one of those really memeable things, like you would see on like.
Did you see the one I posted today?
Yeah, the Willy Wonka one.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was talking to Matt earlier, and it's another Matt.
We're gonna start a new segment on the podcast called Party Mike's Lukewarm Jokes.
Welcome back.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
Party Mike is a certified fool.
Yeah. Telling me I got some mid jokes.
Also in the news, my girl's got me playing this new game on the phone, bro. It's one of the New York Times games. It's called Connections.
What's that talking about?
It's like they give you like 12 words, and then you got to pick three that are in the same category.
We know you a wordsmith.
Oh, I am, bro. I'm killing this shit.
Yo, did you ever play Sudoku?
No, that's numbers, brother.
I don't know.
I'm too stupid to know that.
I've been playing Sudoku, though.
I've been Wordle and Connections.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Every crossword puzzles. 4 days.
That's you remember being, like, hooked on games like that? Like,
yeah.
Nah.
Computer games.
I feel like that's good for the brain, though.
Yeah, and then I come in here and I be...
You sharpening that.
Talking
that
my shit. Will.
Hit me with a word. What you got?
Bodacious.
Can't put him on the spot because he going to get us one.
I feel you, man. You know, that was a pretty cumbersome question. So
Name every word right now, bro.
There it is.
You're a wordsmith? Name every word.
Exactly.
No, I've been on my reading tip, man. I actually...
I walked in the office the other day and you were sitting there just reading. I was like... It couldn't be me.
I've actually been reading like in the morning, like before work, waiting on them to get done and whatever. I'd be reading it. I don't know. I just finished. I'm almost done with a book. I say I just finished, but
what book?
I'll finish today. It's called Cage Kings. It's about the UFC.
That's right. You told me about that.
It's pretty cool, man. It's pretty interesting. You know,
the most recent book I read was called Pen Pals. It was a horror novel.
Did you jump? When you read it?
Yeah, that's how that works.
That was a good one.
As soon as I open the page.
I've never read a scary book. How does that read?
Yeah, me neither.
How does it feel? Is it
just like suspenseful?
Does it give you eerie?
It's a lot of suspense.
Well, I feel like
a lot of like grotesque detail.
I started to say that's the question I really wanted to ask because I feel like you can't see it.
Yeah, so they have to go into so much detail.
You have to visualize it.
To make you feel it.
And then what's even crazier about reading, which is one thing I like about reading, is like...
Reading really makes you feel like you're there.
Yo, shout out to reading.
Well, you have to imagine it. So, like, when you read it, you get a different image of, like, whatever thing he's talking about that's horrific and whatever.
Yeah, it feels like...
And then Party Mike would get a different one, you know? Like, mine would be water, you know?
A lot of media is... I feel like reading is different in that sense where it's like we could all read the same thing and feel four different ways about it.
Yeah.
Well, like whenever I read, I do this weird thing where like I guess if you're reading about a character, you got to make them up in your head.
Yeah.
You know, if I just say I'm reading a damn Harry Potter book, I'm putting the glasses on Party Mike. He's Harry Potter while I'm reading. You know what I'm saying? Like weird. Yeah. Like you got to like make the character in your mind.
Who would I be, man?
I mean, you got to be Ron Weasley.
I set it up.
Come on, man.
You know,
that's a long shot.
You know he done heard that.
All right, now, but who's Cameron?
Cameron's Neville. Neville Longbottom.
Damn, that's
crazy.
He
did you dirty, man.
I would give him like a...
At least give him Hagrid. Snape.
Give him Hagrid, bro.
That's even more...
But he a very important character.
You guys do that.
He's a great guy, dude.
I'll tell you the funniest one we read of. Let's see, what do we read in school? Is it Of Mice and Men?
Wait, I was about to say
that. We read that. Look, he's about to look it up. He's a big, slow country dude. Look,
this book was kind of like I don't know why they made us read this, but
it was kind of weird.
It was weird.
Damn.
It was a weird one.
Wasn't there like a slur in this book?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sure.
Or some shit.
I'm sure.
Like, I remember in English class, we're like, who's reading it? Everybody's like, they're about to say it, dude.
I think my teacher just read it. Like,
I think we was doing popcorn reading.
She volunteered.
Bro, did you ever see the movie Stand By Me?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Hold on. Who was in that movie?
It's about the four little kids
that find the dead body.
Oh, it's a great movie.
Classic
movie. Great movie,
I don't think I've seen it.
Bro,
I watched it about a month ago.
Down and watch that shit one day.
I think it was on either HBO Max or Netflix, and I watched it again, bro. Great movie.
You remember the part where it's like the pie eating competition? Contest?
Yeah, yeah. The kid imagine.
Like lard ass?
Yeah, yeah.
Lard ass.
Yeah. No, I've never seen it. Like in my mind.
And that's just like such a random part. It's like not even like important to like the rest of the movie. It's just
what was
like
the thing though? Like the main character liked to write short stories or whatever, and like that was his thing. Mm-hmm. Like, his parents were, like, haters.
Did you guys watch
Because his brother was, like, the football star who died.
Never seen it, man.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that's a classic. Right, yeah. You got to watch it.
Have you guys watched Euphoria?
Yeah.
No, I refuse.
And the dude, Fez, the dude that actually passed away?
Yeah,
in the show?
Yeah.
He was, like, there was a cool part in that where he was talking about Stand By Me. It's pretty cool.
I mean, why do you not like that show, Cam? Or why do you refuse to watch it?
Because I'm not a 17-year-old female.
I mean, yeah. I don't even know. Look.
Thanks, man.
I was dating a girl at the time who got me to watch it, and I kind of got hooked.
Sure. I'll give you that.
And I'll say this.
I was watching it with Party Wife.
And I'm not going out of my way as a grown-ass man and being like.
I would have never done
that
it.
New Euphoria what is it came on? Out.
But listen, HBO. Bro, listen.
Okay. You got an HBO, man?
Here's the reason why you should watch it.
Run that shit up on the TV,
I got him. Here's the reason why you should watch it.
You run that shit up on
Trev. Trev got that shit.
You get to see Sydney Sweeney titties in that show.
I think I've seen that on Twitter.
Allegedly.
No, not allegedly. They're in there. And she might be the hottest girl on earth right now.
I think I've seen it on Twitter.
Is Joaquin Phoenix's brother that passed away.
Kiefer Sutherland?
Yeah, so that dude's. Yeah,
no,
you
it's a great movie, probably. Dude. Stand By Me.
Oh, that's you guys old. Ain't watching, you know, 1986.
Dude. They walk across the railroad
movie,
tracks
dude.
To find the dead body. You probably heard of it.
I really haven't. None of this makes
dude.
Sense.
Even Family Guy made a spinoff of this, dude.
This is one of those movies that like made me a man. I feel like.
Is it sad at the end?
Nah.
I don't remember the end.
No, it's like liberating. A little bit. They like got some neighborhood bullies, like the older brothers and shit, and they like find the dead body first. Apparently, they're looking for a dead body.
Kiefer Sutherland. Kiefer Sutherland was in what show? 48?
Was he Batman?
Batman. But he was also in The Lone Survivor, which was pretty good. Did y'all watch that?
Great movie.
I don't think so.
No, it's a TV show.
He definitely didn't watch that shit.
For one thing, there's a great movie called Lone Survivor about...
A sniper, I think, yeah.
No, it's not Sniper.
Cap.
Oh.
It's Lone Survivor. It's the same person that plays.
You thinking
Sniper,
of Soul Survivor
Mark
by
Wahlberg.
Akon and Young Jeezy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a real story.
I think you're right. But what I'm talking about
is, I know I'm right because I've watched that movie more than once.
Excuse me.
I believe you, man. I believe you, Trevor. Put the gun down, man.
Designated Survivor. That was my fault. I apologize.
Man, fuck this guy.
I apologize.
Making me look stupid out here.
Wrong name. But that show is about like he works in the government and he's appointed as the designated survivor where like there's a meeting of all the political figures and worst case scenario something happens, everyone dies. He's the leader of the country. And what do you know it?
It happens.
Worst case scenario happens.
Damn, every time.
Capitol building blows up. Mm-hmm. He becomes a new president, and he's got to figure out what happened. But it gets pretty deep and whatever.
Let me tell
you
something
good.
About this guy right here. He's never seen Breaking Bad.
Yeah, we just discovered that a little bit ago. And
is that crazy?
I just want to, I don't know.
Wasn't it ranked like the best show ever?
I want you to watch it, dude, because it's so good.
I would do anything to be in his shoes, though.
To be able to, like, go
to
and
be able
watch,
to watch
it
for the first time, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I started,
but
like,
you gotta
the
be
first
in a place
episode.
To want to, like, stay on it.
But
like, it's a good show, obviously.
And I never continued watching.
I don't know. My thing is like, it's not slow.
Mm-mm.
It's not a slow. It's not like.
Better
man,
Call Saul is a little
Better
bit
Call
slower.
Saul is super slow. It's hard to watch the first season, bro.
Yeah. I mean, if you've never watched Breaking Bad, for sure. Like, I don't even know if you click on that
it's
show.
It's about,
if
like,
never
selling drugs,
Bad,
right? He, like, cooks meth or something.
Breaking Bad, yeah.
Yeah, the whole premise is he's a high school chemistry teacher that
I've seen it, the bald dude,
gets
cancer. So then he's like, what am I going to do to make as much money?
Underrated
tell
actor.
Tell me what happens, so I ain't going to watch
that show.
No, this is literally just the plot.
All right, so...
I've seen a lot of, like,
he dies.
The memes and stuff on, like, Twitter. And
for one thing, the Walter White memes are
don't we
hilarious.
Have one of these things up
every
here?
Time.
No, where's...
In the kitchen, yeah.
Yeah. So
same
I know
the Kobe
it.
Thing.
I see it. You know what I'm saying? I understand it, but I just never
watched
it.
My favorite ones are, like, the memes of him on the flip phone. And it's, like, in the show where he's got to do some really big, like, sketchy deal, but his wife's having that baby. No, not now. And it's like him on the phone, dude. This shit is funny.
And then y'all showed me the one clip of the dude having the panic attack.
Oh, yeah, yeah. His brother-in-law, who's a DEA agent. Yeah.
Oh, Hank.
Hank, yeah. Yep. Good show. You should watch it. And if you, you know, like you said, you started it, you didn't finish. You got to, I mean... Get three episodes in, you'll be hooked.
Dude, Bryan Cranston is like
insane,
an awesome actor, dude.
Nobody knew until that show.
From Malcolm in the Middle,
that's
dude.
That's the Jesse dude, right?
No,
Walter White.
He's a good actor, too. But
he's
like,
from Malcolm in the Middle. He's the dad.
The dad.
I don't know if you watched that.
He's the main character of Breaking Bad. The bald guy.
Oh, that guy.
Walter White, okay, Heisenberg. Okay, yeah, okay. Bro. You got to watch Heisenberg. That show.
Nah.
But him and Jesse Pinkman off that show, I forget his name.
It's on Netflix, right?
Should be.
It is. It's a Netflix original show, I believe.
No, it was on TV,
on AMC.
Right?
It was on AMC.
Yeah, because it was part of the way.
I think Netflix bought
which
it
came out first, that or Walking Dead?
That came out first, but it was like the same
time.
Yeah,
I remember seeing those on like, what's that channel it used to be on TV?
AMC?
AMC, yeah.
I think Netflix must have like bought it permanently. Because it's never been on anything else. It's always been on Netflix.
It has always been on Netflix.
Yeah.
Either that or they got a partnership with AMC.
They definitely are cashing in on that show.
It's so crazy to see.
My name
like,
is Walter Hartwell White.
I love it.
401 a regular lane. Or
how do they calculate, like, how do you think they make money off of that shit?
I mean, it's kind of like the same
like
thing
streams.
As, like, music.
Yeah.
Streams.
You think so, though?
Yeah, for sure. I don't think it started out as that for that
I think
show,
it's
but
like
I think
a,
the Netflix.
I think it's like a flat rate. I think it's like a contract thing. Like, we'll
I can see
I mean,
that too.
I think that the actors get paid a certain amount to be in the show, and they know that, and then it gets put on there. But then I think like the streaming service, like Netflix, pays the people who made it by like streams and stuff. Because I mean, what
look
if you made
up.
A Netflix original and it didn't go off? Like, what
there's
if you didn't
a lot
make
of
a Stranger Things? And it happens.
But I think it's more of like we'll give you, you know. So many millions of dollars for
it definitely
five
is like that
years,
for movies.
And then they bust the big total down off of whatever the percentage is the actors.
I mean, it could work
contract.
Like that, but I think it's like streaming.
And it's licenses. That's what I was thinking. Like, I don't know.
Well, if you go on Netflix, there's a lot of things that have a little logo.
It's weird.
It was made for Netflix. Like,
I actually
Netflix
watched,
paid to have it made. It's. Think of Netflix as like a studio. Think
that's
of them
like,
as
that's
like,
the like Warner Brothers or something.
That's
Warner
Netflix
Brothers,
original.
DreamWorks, or
yeah. Sony. Think of them like that. Disney.
Yeah.
Netflix is basically one of those now.
But like the
oh,
biggest
no,
one.
Oh no, for sure. Because I mean, it's a publicly traded company and shit.
People were like blown away by his acting. By the way,
I guess you got to watch it because I mean, it didn't.
Well, he went from that. He went from
Malcolm in the Middle.
Malcolm in the Middle dad to that.
Yeah,
bro, it's like come on.
I mean, that's pretty impressive to, you know, not well, get stuck in the same character forever.
Exactly.
I mean, but the thing is
now
that, like,
is he forever knew? Walter White?
Oh, I mean,
he
I don't,
has another yes, show on, I forget what streaming.
I don't think he's forever
is.
Walter White. I think
he's
that
like
he proved
a judge
himself.
Or something like that.
I think he proved himself so well on this that people were like, okay, sure, that's probably most likely going to be his most famous character, but he can definitely do more. And he can. He's got crazy
I know I've
range.
Seen him in other stuff.
Probably.
Is he in movies or just TV shows?
I mean...
He's been in a lot of stuff.
Yeah. You probably just don't even realize it.
Yeah, probably not. Family Guy. El Camino. A Breaking Bad movie. They have movies.
Yeah, so that was like the
about Jesse Pinkman.
About what happened after the show ended.
It was pretty good.
And then it went into Better Call Saul.
Hold on, Cam. What'd you say?
I didn't like El Camino.
Really?
Better Call Saul is. I'm not gonna spoil it, but it's a prequel.
Okay.
Breaking Bad.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like what his lawyer was doing before he became his lawyer. It's like him becoming a lawyer, doing all that stuff.
Too much more that was like
big time. No.
Yeah.
That's but fire.
I mean,
those
I don't,
were big he, enough to keep him like.
He don't got to do nothing
good,
else.
Good, like straight.
This was ranked like the best TV show of all time.
I mean, yeah. If you look up popularity, bro, it's probably.
He's definitely directed a lot of stuff. I feel like.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm glad he got to do it.
No,
yeah, his birthday's next week.
I might go home and start watching that again.
Shout out Bryan Cranston.
Such a good show.
They turn it on and watch it. I'm off this weekend.
Him and Jesse Pinkman from the show.
Binge a couple episodes.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Aaron Paul.
Aaron Ball.
He's a good actor.
They got a tequila company together.
Oh, that's fire.
And I bought one of the shirts, but it's like too damn small. But
nah, but he's like
mezcal or something like that.
Yeah. He's like mega famous in like the modeling world and stuff now, like modeling for clothing companies and all kinds of stuff. Like,
yeah, I think I've seen that.
Yeah, bro, like he blew up big because of this, and like I think we saw him before it probably in some things, but like after this, nah, he took off. And it's funny because he's like the typical like white guy that sells drugs.
He got a bunch of movies off of this, right? I know Need for Speed. Westworld. Y'all ever watch Westworld?
I tried.
You got me onto that.
It's hard to watch, dude.
It's really hard to comprehend.
It's pretty crazy.
Brenton got me onto that a long time ago.
I enjoyed that. That was pretty fire.
Okay.
I could see you liking that, but you got me onto that a long time ago.
It ends crazy. And I don't think it ever ended. I just don't think they ever shot another episode. Which was nuts, but the whole concept of that was wild, which, you know, goes into like the AI conversation stuff that's like going on now. But
should we get into that?
All right, so this, hold on. See, you see how it kind of starts? Explain this, Cameron. What's going on? What you got us watching right now?
So, old boy acting reckless at a rave found out real quick. There's this video I saw on Reddit earlier this week. It's like two dudes at like an EDM bass show. And
weird.
Looks like
dressed up crazy.
A smaller dude, and I'll call him small dude, big dude. Small dude is like trying to like push and like start a mosh.
Mosh, yeah.
But big dude isn't fucking having it, so he just like turns around and elbows him in the fucking mouth. But Trevor said big dude was the asshole here.
I mean, personally, I think.
Play it one more time.
That's what I think.
Run that back.
Because like, okay, no. Billy's got a good point, bro, because
it starts off
the first
like,
frame is like he's like confronting him already.
Kinda, or he's like, hey, start the video. One of the two.
Yeah, but there's no way that bow was fake.
Yeah,
no,
really
but
the bow to the
no,
mouth.
I'm not saying that.
To the grill.
People have done wilder things for content.
True.
Why are you looking at me? I ain't done nothing for content.
Anyway, you see, and then it's just like a perfect slow-mo video. Like, you got to film that shit in slow-mo, right?
Like, I feel like frame one, he's telling him to chill out.
And then
like
everyone's
I feel like
laughing
frame one,
around
like,
him,
he's like, hey,
saying?
Bro, stop. Like, stop doing that shit.
Facts.
And then
whoever's girl that is at the end
probably
was, like, laughing about it.
Well, I think you don't get enough time to realize, like,
everyone doesn't realize that it just got dropped. Here's another one, too. You know this girl in the red. That's obviously Big Dude's girlfriend.
That's Big Dude's girl, yeah.
And that's what Lil Dude's trying to do.
Yeah.
For sure.
Trying to do what?
You can just see, watch. Like, that's got to be where it started. Like, he tried to holler at the girl or something, and now he's like, okay, well, then let's mosh. I'll elbow you in the back then. Let me get away. Oops. Bam! John Jones elbow to the nose. It's a filthy elbow.
Damn, Joe Rogan should have pulled up with the mic. Y'all seen those memes of Joe Rogan?
Yeah,
where it's
like
knocked
like
out. It's all blurry. It's the first thing you see when after you got knocked out.
Yeah.
That's a good segue, bro. Speaking of Joe Rogan,
Yeah. Let's talk about that. Fuck this.
So he was Spotify exclusive, right? Cam? No.
I mean, if the deal's up, the deal's up.
No.
I'm just saying we called the shit.
Yeah, we did talk about this a couple episodes
100%
ago.
100% did. Yeah, we did. 100%. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the Cat Williams, Joe Rogan, long awaited, I would say.
Love that.
Is that him racing?
In the racing simulator.
Dude, he's
simulator.
On the race simulator, and he does a thing where he, like, lays back, and he's like, I'm going to show you
bro,
how to
he
really
he's really handling the shit. He's going in.
Yeah, he looks like he's fighting the wheel.
Wait till he leans back. That shit funny.
This is funny. I haven't seen this.
Oh, dude, this is funny.
You know he's following that line, doing just like we would do at
on the
PlayStation. Yeah.
But you guys watched the whole interview, right?
I haven't watched any of it.
Most of it, yes.
I watched the whole thing.
Now, came out today or yesterday?
Yesterday.
Look at him. And he's still killing it.
He leaned back. He's one arming it, dude.
One arming it. That's fire.
That simulator is very, very realistic, so.
Oh, you could tell it's like throwing him around like crazy. Yeah.
That's fire.
Cat Williams.
We got to get one of those.
They're expensive. Facts. I got a homie Soon with come. One of them. They're like, I mean, like a cheap one is like $10K. That one's probably $100 for sure.
It ain't nothing to me, man.
That Party Mike money coming in.
Yeah, soon come.
But the episode, man, I would say I seen it pop up. I was like, oh, shit, Cat Williams on Joe Rogan. This will be good. I seen it was 3 hours. I was like, oh, this is going to be a good one.
It's going to be really good, yeah.
Going to be a really good one.
So, wait, he interviewed with Shannon Sharp, right?
Right.
Okay, yeah, I was thinking was like he was already on Joe Rogan, but it was Shannon Sharp.
He was on Club Shay Shay. Okay. Yeah. 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, something
It's been a while now.
That's when he talked all that crazy stuff, like that might be true stuff.
He was like spilling the tea.
Kevin Hart.
The Diddy.
I mean, he kind of.
He did say Diddy liked to party on that, and that's why he didn't rock with
him. Put him in a dress.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Did he?
Stop it.
Feel me?
Cat Williams was Joe Rogan's first episode back on YouTube.
Which is iconic.
Allegedly.
Crazy.
For one, being Cat Williams on
move.
Joe Rogan.
Smart
Super
move.
Smart.
He's been on Apple for the past, since he announced the deal. Apple.
Oh,
no, I'm
yeah,
saying
yeah.
Since he announced the deal, he's been back on Apple.
He has not been on Apple.
Not until recently, like whenever they announced that deal. And he's been, you know, audio everywhere else. We talked about it, actually. It was like the video exclusive.
When we said he was going to go back.
When we called it, I'm pretty sure, actually, I don't want
to, We said he was going to go back to YouTube.
But I said it's probably going to be some video deal type shit where Spotify has exclusive to the first and then maybe a day later. But I guess he was just keeping it in the tuck and then he came out with Cat Williams because he knew it would go crazy.
Bro,
I mean,
I don't think Joe Rogan's that kind of guy.
I think he is because
everybody's that kind of guy.
I don't know, bro. Like
Cat Williams
just so happens.
Look up Club Shay Shay real quick.
I think that it happened like perfectly.
It's like 70 mil right now.
Because like Cat Williams talked about Joe Rogan and how he's never been on there and like how Joe Rogan didn't mess with him and all that stuff. And then all of a sudden he's back on. I think it just happens to be at the right time, dude. Honestly.
No shot. There's no shot.
I really think so.
Go back real quick. You get a 60 million view video 1 month ago.
And Joe Rogan watched it.
And Cat Williams is like, explain to me why I've never been on the Joe Rogan podcast.
And Joe Rogan was like, well, we got to get him on.
No shit.
He literally
just so happened
that
to be
day.
When the Spotify shit's up?
No.
That's what I'm saying. I think that is a coincidence, bro.
I don't think it's a coincidence.
I don't think
Joe Rogan ain't no clout chaser like that, I don't think.
No, because
but I think
literally
Joe Rogan
the day,
plans ahead for like when something like this happens.
I would say it's planned
a little bit.
But
one
like,
second. Literally the day this came out, Joe Rogan tweeted and said, I love Cat. Like, quote tweeted the video of Cat Williams dissing him or whatever.
Yeah, he didn't diss
said,
him, but.
I love Cat. Would love to have him on the show anytime. Cat's been on a tour. Realistically, all conspiracy shit aside, he's probably in Texas right now on his comedy tour. And it just happened to link up, you know? Like, or they did it a while ago and he just dropped it today. One of the two. But
I would really love to know. I would really love to know.
Were they not talking about, like, stuff going on, like,
so this goes back to my point.
Not really.
No. I seen it pop up.
They don't talk about anything current.
I seen it pop up. I was like, oh, they're gonna talk 3 hours. They're gonna talk everything I thought they would talk about. I mean, anything, like from comedy to this, to the Shannon Sharp interview, to the fighting.
Did they not talk about it?
No, dude. They talked about all kinds of conspiracies.
It was 3 hours of, like, the two highest people you've ever met in your life.
Dude,
coming together on a conspiracy.
I wouldn't
every
even say
clip of
personally.
Joe Rogan, when it would cut to him, he was just like.
The best part, he was like, Kat, is that weed talking?
Yeah.
And then he later, Jamie pulls up something that proves Kat's point, and he was like, I don't know, Joseph. Is it weed talking? called him Joseph like twice, and I was like, "That
personally,
crazy.
It was a great episode."
Personally, I enjoyed it. Like all the conspiracy stuff, like they just go, you know, like
they're just talking.
You
like
really
we
gotta.
Are.
I finished it, and like I told Cam, I finished it, and literally I got to the end of it, and I was like, "What? What the fuck?
They're talking
did
about
I just,
human cloning?
What
and all
did
kinds
I just watch?
Shit.
Like." But there's an overarching theme in the whole thing of, like, I think the kind of the thing that starts it off is, like, Cat Williams kind of saying that, like, science proves religion, no matter which. And that's kind of what they talk about throughout the whole thing is, like, no matter what book or religion you follow, no one argues these certain points that can be proven by all this stuff, like.
It was a lot about that.
The biggest thing to me is like, or not the biggest thing, but an interesting thing was like, how did all these ancient people, who we perceive to be, you know, not as intelligent as
like
us now, you know,
the typical
we would say
throwing stones, like carving on the cave wall.
Yeah, how did all these carvings and all these, you know, how did they know that Jupiter had rings? And Mars was the red planet, and the Earth set where it did, and Venus set where it did, and it was all in a line.
They were talking about how civilization
the sun looked the way it did, and like
they were talking about how like civilization has been more advanced than it is now, or the pyramids have been, you know, they weren't created by human beings because it wasn't possible, especially if we go by like what they described human beings to be as at the time. So like, it was like. Weird shit that you hear a lot on Joe Rogan, but it was from Cat Williams, which, in my opinion, I think that what it did for Cat Williams is it showed us that he's a more complex thinker than what people would perceive him to be.
I think that's what Club Shay Shay did to him.
Yeah, I think that's what he's been doing on every interview. If it goes back to, you can go back to when, y'all ever seen him talk about the ladies dissing him? This is way back, where she says something and he just calmly is like, says something about her. About his hair, he has a perm in, and he's like, "You would love to run your gnarled fingers through my hair," and like he just deals it like. Yeah. I think he's always been on that.
No, he definitely has.
It's just
people,
you see
people
it a lot
knowledge,
more
bro.
When he goes on Club Shay Shay.
This is 3 hours,
60
bro,
million.
Of Cat Williams speaking in fucking riddles, and he sounds like a fucking prophet, bro.
Yeah, I'm telling
like,
you,
I can't
like,
keep up with this. Riddler, y'all know dude. How I feel about conspiracy theories. Y'all know how I feel about JRE. I listen to the whole thing, bro.
I ain't gonna lie.
And
this
the whole
was my,
time, I was just like,
"What?
What the fuck?"
I ain't gonna hold you, bro. This was my jam. Like,
I was into this
because,
y'all.
Like, I don't know. I was telling Trevor, and he's like, "No, you didn't." But I have the way I believe is like, I can't not believe in God.
Same.
All this stuff, the way it works, like, together in
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that's what he was saying, bro.
There's no way that I cannot believe in that.
It's like he was saying, one of the really good quotes was, there's no way, or this isn't a quote, this isn't a direct quote, but the premise of what he was saying was, there's no way there wasn't a creator when we have wheat that we feed to the cows that we know how to eat.
And then, like...
Like, there's no way that everything
is so connected.
Then
the cow's stomach produces a certain gas that's essential for the greenhouse gases in the trees. And how, like, the bees, if we lose the bees, like, humans will be fucked.
I'll say it again, bro. I think that what it did was, is it showed us that... I think a lot of people, when Cat Williams came out on Shannon Sharp, they were calling bullshit. I think this kind of showed that his mind is complex enough to, for one, not go on something that big and lie, and two, it shows us that he's a pretty, like, he's a complex individual. I think a lot of people didn't think that about him because he's like the comedian that says wild shit. Like his most favorite thing was when he was talking shit about Michael Jackson, and people were like, oh, hell no. You know, like, I think this really showed us, like, he probably wasn't lying on Shannon Sharp.
I don't think it's probably about it. Anything probably about it. This is great, too, bro.
Have you guys seen this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, this is one of the best TMZ things
I'm telling you, bro. He's always been on this. This is not new.
So when he comes out of sedation, I'm sure anybody who gets shot will tell you who shot them, right?
Yeah.
But if the police say nobody shot him, I believe nobody shot him. And if nobody shot him, that's the same nobody that shot Tupac. And if nobody shot Tupac, it's the same nobody that shot MLK. And if nobody shot him, that's the same person that shot Malcolm X too. A lot of nobodies out there, and nobody minds if nobody comes up missing, right? That don't bother nobody, does it? Certainly doesn't bother me.
So,
shout outs to the nobodies of the
world. You're predicting this is going to be a nobody.
Like he
got a point.
He's been on this, bro. Like,
yeah.
And the thing about him is that he, in his story, he explains that he was on his own from a very young age because he wasn't trying to adhere to what his parents believed in and all this sort of thing.
Well, he talks about it, too.
He did. He talked about it.
Like, in the Joe Rogan, he says that, like, he...
Imagine your brain from 22 to however old you are now being able to think on its own without any sort of influence. Imagine that being from a very young age.
Well,
like,
he said
that's Cat Williams.
He wasn't allowed to watch TV or, you know, he didn't have the internet, but he read, like... 8 hours a day he would read.
What did he say? He read 500,000 books by the time he was like 8 or something?
There's some crazy shit like
that. Yeah, he said that's all he did was read. He said he would read a 250-page book in an hour.
He would check out like 100 books a week or 20 books a week or something
like
that.
The max is like 20 books a week. So.
Damn. And I believe him.
And like, I mean, the way he talks and like the knowledge of everything, I think the best part of it though is when he starts talking about the Emerald Tablet. Which I knew a little bit about, and even if you think about it, bro, like he says in the interview talking about, I think Rogan actually responds to it and is like, well, you know, it's like in Hollywood, propaganda is a big thing. If in order to make movies about certain things, you have to stay within the boundaries and work with certain people and do certain shit. And if you look about it, or if you think about it, bro, that Indiana Jones movie. It was all about the special tablet that possesses power, who is like a, you know what I'm saying? Like, they made a movie, like, they touched the subject or whatever. But it's like, anyway, the Emerald Scroll shit is crazy.
And it's, well, Joe Rogan has a whole episode about that with another guy who's
obsessed.
No,
he didn't know about the Emerald Scroll.
I might be thinking of the skulls, not scroll.
Yeah, this was like, this is like a tablet of, like, I forget. You gotta go watch it.
It was cool seeing Cat Williams bring up some like, deep, stuff that Joe Rogan didn't know about, like some deep conspiracy.
He usually
stuff.
Knows about all that stuff.
Now, I will say.
Well, I mean, you got to think. I think, like, especially with some of the Hollywood behind the scenes stuff and about
he's been deep
on,
in that.
Putting on the dress, like he's been in it way more than Joe Rogan. Like Joe Rogan's big in podcasts, but Cat Williams really did that comedy shit. You know, like he really was Hollywood.
You're comparing their like comedy careers.
No. I'm talking about like Hollywood career. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, I think
Joe
Rogan didn't like
he didn't go that route.
He kind of seen it was like.
Well, he talked about his fear factor stuff and
I'm trying to think how to phrase it. Like, I'm not saying he wasn't as big in Hollywood or whatever, but
he wasn't.
But fear I feel factor. Like Cat Williams, you know, like I feel like they both had a vision at like, okay, this is like weird and freaky. But I feel like Cat Williams was so much bigger that his view of the weird and freaky shit was on a whole different level.
I agree with that.
You know, well, another thing I really liked that he said, there's never been a billionaire that didn't want to have a weird island.
Yeah.
Because they're all fucked up. Yeah. They're all weird, bro.
Well, they were talking about why they are, because they can't, like, be around normal people. And, yeah. Like, they were talking about, oh, what's his name? Microsoft guy.
Bill Gates.
They were talking about Bill Gates and how they have, like, these opinions that don't resonate with regular people. It's like, how could they? They don't get to spend time around regular people. They can't, or they wouldn't be in the position that they were.
That's a fact.
You know, like.
I haven't watched a Joe Rogan in a minute. I've been kind of waiting to see how the YouTube stuff went, all this and that. As a podcast host, Joe Rogan had to agree with what Kat was saying, whether he believed him or not. So what I'm worried about is all the Joe Rogan bros are going to be like, yo, this Cat Williams shit is the truth, bro. Even Joe Rogan said it was the truth.
The Joe Brogans?
I mean, listen, yeah. Like I said, I don't want to ride the wave, but a lot of the stuff is kind of like the shit that I've picked out of, like, okay, this makes sense. Like, this makes sense, you know? Like,
it kind of goes back to what I said about him, like, I don't think he strategically dropped this. I might be right or wrong, but, like, I don't think that Joe Rogan sells out to shit. No,
well, thinking
what.
About it now, I mean, like, they didn't talk about anything current, recent.
No.
Like, it may have been, like, right after the Shay Shay thing, like, hey, come, let's just get high and talk for an hour and a half.
I think it's because Cat Williams
and
mentioned
then,
that.
You know, I don't really pay guests, but here's what I'll do. I'm going back to YouTube.
This
is super alleged, you know what I'm saying? But as a businessman, I don't think he sells out, but I think he's a good businessman.
For sure.
And why would you not be like, hey, Kat, you're hot right now. You know, fly over here. Let's do this episode.
I agree with that.
You'll be the first one I drop on YouTube. We'll split it 50-50 because this new deal, I own all my shit.
I could see that. I
definitely as think a businessman, business, I think man. That would be a great move. And I totally pulled that out of my ass, but.
No, I can agree with that. I think I agree with that. I was just saying
I read
don't,
this book about the UFC and their business strategy and how they went from
long,
there coming to a $10 billion industry. You know, I learned some stuff.
How long has Joe Rogan known when his shit was going to end?
The day he signed it.
Okay, then. So I don't think that he thought in his mind at that time, I'm going to put out a Cat Williams interview.
No, but a month ago as the time
That's
was
what
ticking,
I mean.
A month ago as the time was ticking down and he was like,
yeah.
Okay, this is when it's.
I could see, yeah, bro. That yeah, I can agree with that. I can agree with that.
The cash and
I don't know where we're looking. That's me
Williams
trying to take
20
in
books a week.
He's scooping up the knowledge and putting it in his brain.
That's crazy.
Look, in order to be an artist, a comedian, a rapper, a singer, whatever it is, I think that you have to take like a
Is
high
Shane
input
Gillis posted
of
up with Steph Curry
of terminology, right? Like you mm-hmm. got like. You gotta read something. You gotta listen to something. I believe him when he says that he read that many books.
Well, I mean, he even said he was like he was reading books that were like so hard for him to understand.
He had to read them multiple times.
No, he would have a book and then like
a book to understand what the book was talking about.
An encyclopedia and a book to understand what the book was talking about.
I could believe that. And,
but it was a fire episode to me. I got to run it back, though, and watch it again. Because even me, like, championing it and being like, oh, it was fire. After it was over, I was like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah. I'm not – I mean, I've said it a hundred times on the fucking pod, but I'm just – that's crazy. I'm not the conspiracy guy, so 3 hours of conspiracy theories is like, cool.
It's just weird to me. Like, you don't have to be a conspiracy guy, but they gotta be entertaining, right?
I mean, do you not think about like shit like that though?
He doesn't, for one, because he said that. But like,
no, I do. That's the thing. I do think about shit like this, but
he doesn't believe it.
That entire 3 hours, the conspiracy side of it is so far above us that it will never ever matter.
I mean,
but
just take
you
the conspiracy try to
side
out
like
of it.
Not even worth
just,
worrying about.
Exactly.
Just take the conspiracy side it. Out of it and the Joe Rogan and
That's
Cat
bad.
Williams. How do you think this what is your ideology on how the planets are aligned and why they are the way they
it's a
are?
Very broad question, but
no, just keep it there. Like what do you think of the solar system? Like
it don't fucking matter.
But what do you think about it? Like
what do you mean what do I think
what
about
are your
it?
Thoughts on
it's
it?
There.
Like if you
Yeah, it's is it like it's so far away, I will never be
so
close.
So you question it. You don't know you don't It's like you don't
we
think
we just
it's
know
there.
A basic understanding of it.
I agree. It blows my mind.
And that's it, but there's so much to think about with it.
Like, if I sat here and tried to explain to you all my thoughts on space, or no.
But you don't like to do that? You don't like to, like, think of... Oh,
shit, camera turned off.
We rolling?
All I'm saying, bro, before we cut off, it's like, do you just not like to think about, like...
Hate it. Hate fucking thinking, dude.
Nah, I mean, you know.
My mind wanders, and I think about it.
Every now and then. It doesn't even have to be like space or the world or just.
You don't
like
even
gotta
believe in it. It's just fun to wonder or to think or to like.
You never
scenario
walked
in
outside
your mind.
And just looked up in the sky and
all
like,
the time, especially when it's warm outside.
It just your mind just goes like.
Yeah, like look at all that shit up there. You look up, you see stars and like planes flying.
Especially
everywhere.
If you're in a place with like no light pollution.
Yeah.
When it's real dark outside and you look up at the sky.
Like at my house. There's
it's like
really no street lights, so like nah. That's what it is. It's like
you ain't seen nothing until you've been out on the lake in the middle of the night and look up and see it, bro.
I'll never see it, but I've been on the parkway.
That,
probably
I mean,
better.
Close.
Yeah, way up on the
same.
Parkway, high up, and you're right up there in it.
I mean, that's a good like, one since I can't get them on a boat. I guess we'll do that this summer.
I like that.
Yeah, you know, we'll do that.
We can go get some car shots at nighttime.
I'm trying to get these boys in on the car stuff.
Yeah, Trevor's about to buy me an M3.
He's going to get me an M2 competition.
Hey, man.
Come on.
You ain't had to do
leather
that.
Leather seats?
Cameron's getting a G80. E.
I just want the Hellcat Durango, bro.
You was talking about your dream car? A Hellcat Durango?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bro, I had a friend. I got a friend. He's a cop. The one I was telling you about the other day. And he said he had one of the Durangos.
Narc.
And it was... Come on, man. He said it was so uncomfortable to drive.
Really?
Yeah.
I like a Tahoe, man. I think I want just like a big Tahoe.
I want to ride SUV. In the back of a big Tahoe. I don't want to drive one.
That would probably be what I like the Hellcat. I think I would rather get the Trackhawk, though.
The Trackhawk's like double the price.
You know? Yeah, you know.
Hey, man, but they be scamming for them, so you got it.
You know.
Yeah, I've seen people getting called out, like, at the gas station pulled up and saying it's a fake Hellcat because they slapped the Hellcat sticker
on
the
side. Oh,
yeah,
all the time. It's no different than someone putting an M badge on their non-M car. Yeah. Same shit. You fool idiots, but you don't fool the real people, you know.
But if you got all the M logos, it's pretty much an M car.
This is what this is. 700 horsepower minivan.
Fuck you for that.
That's exactly what it is.
You just don't need that much in a...
Why not?
That's the thing, though.
That's
the
thing. Why not?
Like, we live in the times where we can just have it.
Yeah, dude. Like, why not?
Like, do we need it? Fuck no.
No, nobody needs it.
But a 700 horsepower minivan?
You don't need a 500 horsepower car. You don't need a. No. You don't need a 400. You don't need a 300. 180 will do you just fine in today's times. But, like, why not?
I mean, I get it.
It's like having a superpower, dude.
I just.
It really is, dude. Having a fast car is like being a superhero.
Trevor's got a fast car.
You're getting on the interstate, and that damn transfer truck's just cruising in the slow lane, and you're like, nah, fuck this guy. Whoa, just fleeing by him.
And these things, these Durangos, bro, you can womp them. They sound good, too.
Can't about to be womping them.
I would just want, if I really got bread, I would just get, like, a basic-ass new car, like a truck, and then I would get, like, the... I think I would be like a low rider classic guy, you know. Like,
I mean, if you got all the money in the world,
paint
sure,
something, spoke something out.
If you drive all these cars,
like what kind of truck?
Just you know, probably like I
would a little Ford or something.
I'd probably
a Raptor.
Get a Raptor, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, Raptors are hard, dude.
Yeah.
I'd probably get like the Raptor, and then like
people think I like only.
Trevor
BMWs.
Got me on the BMWs. I'd probably get like a little M3 to drive around with them.
People think I only like the M cars. You're wrong. It's
actually, no,
like,
that's a lot. I would
if
get
I had
an
the
AMG.
Money, if I had the money, I would have all kinds of shit. It's just with the money I make and being able to pick out of all of them, I like M cars.
Yeah, facts. If I had bread, I would go AMG.
If I had bread, I'd do all of them.
If I get bread, I'm buying an 82 Mercedes.
It's a fact.
I mean, you'll be able to buy one of them, another one of them. Whatever you want, you know what I'm saying?
Two of them.
I mean, I could afford an AMG, but like...
Look, Jeep Trackhawk, 0 to 150.
I ain't with it. They don't have a cool community behind them.
Yeah, there's not really a Trackhawk community, is there?
I mean, there is, but it's like scammers and card swipers, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like weird, but I was talking about AMG. Like, there's no community behind it.
What about Juice? AMG Juice?
Well, he has both, so. That's insane. Nobody's denying that AMG.
I would never want to go 150 miles an hour in a car. I know
one of the store owners where I work at, he has like a brand new AMG SUV.
Yeah, the GLE.
It looks crazy, dude.
Nah, they're super cool.
I like the new X6s, dude.
Oh, that well, I mean, the X5 and the X6 are the fastest SUVs on the planet. So
those
faster than Urus is, faster than any of the AMGs.
Not the Urus.
Yeah, faster than all of it.
Lamborghini Mercy.
Well, I mean, there's videos of the new M8 just destroying an Aventador, like in a race.
I could see it.
It's like they're the best fast cars for the money, bro. Like some of these cars are spending like barely over $100,000. You're going to outrun it. Like a M8, $140,000, and you're outrunning a $400,000 Aventador. Like.
But it's also crazy that Honda be making cars the same thing. Like F1 cars, like,
oh,
you know,
yeah,
what I'm
for
saying?
Sure,
like,
yeah, dude. I mean, Honda makes some crazy shit.
They have the capability to
if
do
I
the
had
same
money,
thing.
I'd have a Type R right now, no
yeah.
doubt.
The Type
like
R's are cool.
I would have all kinds of stuff. What I'm saying is like being in the cars.
You could get a Type R.
No, I could, but I couldn't own a Type R and the M3.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I tried to buy the M2 with the M3.
True, true, true.
Didn't work out.
They wouldn't make you have a cosign for a Honda.
Maybe. They wouldn't, but I'm not going to do it.
Bro, is there like a top of the line, like, I don't know, like minivan, I guess, like for like higher than like Mercedes and BMW? I keep
saying, bro.
Like,
the Hellcat Durango.
But, like
but he
a
means
real,
an actual
like,
minivan.
A real minivan.
I mean, like, well, what is a
machine?
Real minivan, though?
They're all
I mean,
real.
Just like a classic looking minivan, you know what I'm saying? Like,
no, I don't think they make high-end minivans.
They need to.
Well, they're made for
if
a certain
if I get real
purpose.
Bread, I'm buying a Lamborghini
well, that,
minivan.
Yeah, like Trevor's saying, they're made for
hauling kids. They're made for hauling kids.
A Chrysler
Sienna.
They don't want
to put nice stuff in a minivan that's going to get Kool-Aid poured on it.
Like a Chrysler
yeah.
I was trying
and
to
they do
the
make
case.
Nice minivans, like. Like, you can get higher trims and everything, and a new minivan, a modern minivan is really nice. But they don't put the top quality stuff in them because, like I said, your kid's going to be in the back pouring Kool-Aid on the shit. It's made
you know,
for
like
a certain
Rolls
purpose.
Royce isn't going to make a minivan.
You
a
can
town
fit
and
your kids in the back of it, but if they pour some
they,
red
they're missing
Kool-Aid.
The whole demographic, man. That's all I'm saying.
Who? Wait, no. Who's the demographic?
Cool dads, dude.
You going to go get a Rolls Royce minivan?
Absolutely.
Dads
if I got
drop
bread
their
like
album
that?
And get 400 million streams on one song.
Put up in a Rolls Royce minivan.
When Truman shit his pants and puke in the floor.
Hey,
he got it.
I have somebody clean that out, man.
You fair. Know, buff it out. Everything buffs, that. Man.
It'll buff out.
Boys, this is about my bedtime.
Yeah, it's pretty late.
Yeah, some of we'll get out of some here. Of y'all got to work on a Saturday, man.
So not most of us, though. Anyway, episode 42, man. We out of here.
Deuces.